Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program with the Archie Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad that you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned. And in fact, won't you take a moment to go and call a friend and invite them to listen in to Brother Hardy as we prepare now to join him as he ministers a powerful devil-chasing sermon entitled Give No Place to the Devil. You know, the scriptures tell us that Satan is our adversary, and as a roaring lion, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. But we are to resist him steadfast in the faith and give him no place. Let's join Brother Hardy now and stay tuned for some important announcements at the end of the program.
I want to read a scripture this morning found in Mark, the 3rd chapter, 27th verse, and it says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. I want to preach on this morning, resist the devil. Give no place to the devil. Very early in my Christian experience, the Lord let me know, as I was an obedient, believing child of God, that the only power that the devil had over me was what I let him have. I think I'm going to say that again. The only power that the devil has over an obedient, believing child of God is what the child of God lets him have. We have to give place to the devil. We have to give him the power. Because Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. That's our legacy. That's what God, through Christ, has given to us, the church, the blood-bought of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have power over the devil. Too many of God's children are buffaloed by the devil. He fights a cold war. He talks them out of their victory. He tells them what he is going to do to them. And the fact is, he cannot do anything to them unless they let him do it. You have to give place to the devil. And in that scripture, it's in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. That's a command in the Greek. Give no place to the devil. Jesus said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. He cannot defeat you unless you give. Therefore, give no place to the devil. But James went on a little bit further and said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee you. I've said it many times, and I'm saying it again. I say it humorously, but it's the truth. If anyone is to be afraid, the devil better be afraid of an obedient, believing child of God that knows in whom he has believed and acts on the power and the authority that Jesus has given unto him. The devils better be afraid. No wonder the scripture says the devil believes and trembles. The minute that he sees a child of God knows the truth and believes the truth and acts on the truth, the devil gets scared and gets weak-kneed. He begins to tremble because he knows that he can't buffalo them and hoodwink them. They know the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Oh, give him a good clap offering. Praise him, praise him. Praise him. And the fact of it is, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But you know how that's 1 John 4:4. But I like the first part of the verse. Most people just quote this last part. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But I like the first part too. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. We are not going to overcome. We have overcome them because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are already overcomers. Hallelujah. Through him that loved us and gave himself for us. I'm getting excited early in this message. The only power the devil has over me is what I let him. And when I got saved, I got the lets. And one of the lets is, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, but believe and have faith in God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let the devil have authority over me. I'm not going to give him place. You see, Jesus has come and delivered us and set us free. Jesus is not going to deliver the child of God. He has already delivered the child of God. Colossians 1:13 said, he has delivered us. He has delivered us out of the power of darkness, out of the authority of Satan. We're out of the authority. We're out of the power of Satan. We are delivered. He's not in the process of delivering us. He's not going to deliver us. He has already delivered us. If the Son, and if you let him, if you believe, if the Son shall make you free, not set you free, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be, I'm going to say it negative, bound by nothing. If the Son shall make you free, and he wills, if you believe, then you are not under the authority of anything of the devil. Another scripture says, in nothing be terrorized by thine adversary. Nothing be afraid of him, but submit yourself to God, and then turn around, and in the mighty name and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, resist the devil, and he will flee you. He tries to talk us out of our victory, or he tries to get us to open the door or the gate so that he can come in and have place in our lives. But we're not to open that gate. I said we're not to open the gate and let the enemy come in. You see, we're sons. We're not slaves. And a son, it's up to him if he wants to do it. You see, a slave has to do it. But a son, he can do it or not do it. And we're the sons of God. God has delivered us out of the power of Satan. And in order for Satan to get power back over us, we got to open up the door and let him in. But I'm not going to let him in. I'm going to keep him on the outside where he belongs. I'm going to keep him on the defensive. I'm going to resist him in the name of Jesus and the power and the word of God, and he will flee me. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf. Nothing that he says bothers me, because I know he doesn't have power over me, but instead God has given me power over him, and I'm going to use that power. But the devil, he tries to trick you, to get you to open the gate and let him in. There's a story that will illustrate this real good in Greek mythology. I don't know how many of you have ever heard about the Trojan horse. Probably everyone. And The story of the Trojan horse is if the enemy came against Troy, the city of Troy, and they tried to break the gate down, knock the walls down, and enter in and conquer that city. But they couldn't do it. You see, because the cities in those days were fortresses. And the walls were so thick of some cities that they could have chariot races. 4 and 5 chariots side by side racing around the city. A type in our modern day is the Wall of China. How wide that is. You can drive cars up and down in it. And those walls were so thick that the enemy couldn't breach or knock them down. The gates were so strong they couldn't break them open. So the enemy made a horse. He used trickery. And that's what the devil tries to do. He knows the word. He believes the word. And he trembles that someone else will believe the word and put it in action. So what he does is try to trick the child of God. Like the enemy of Troy tricked the Trojans. And they made a big horse and gave it to him as a gift. And the Trojans thought, oh, this is a peace offering. They realized that they've defeated and they can't knock our walls down and they can't break through our gates and we're safe and impregnable in this great fortress. And you know what? The child of God is safe in the fortress of the power of God. We got a wall of power all around us. Peter said, we are they that are kept by the power of God. The children of God that have faith in the Lord are kept by His mighty power.
Amen. What a powerful word by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Give no place to the devil. Did you realize that this verse of scripture from Ephesians 4:27 in the Greek text actually says, stop giving place to the devil? Because we as Christians so often open up the door to be defeated by the enemy because we make provision for our flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof, or we allow Satan to intimidate us with a spirit of fear, but we are commanded to stop giving place to the devil. And I believe that you have been stirred by this powerful word and that you would like to have a copy of this devil-chasing, head-bruising message. Well, it is available on both CD and cassette. And we want to make that available to you today along with a special bonus offer. When you order Give No Place to the Devil, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The 4 Battles of a Christian. These are the 4 battles that every Christian must face and win before he is in a position to face the enemy and defeat him utterly. So why don't you order these special messages by Brother Hardy today? For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. To Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.